No lack destroys the power of the devil. And God can then say, I've destroyed you, devil, with nothing.
Holy Ghost, your God in the earth today.
This message, like so many other messages, needs to begin here. They begin here. Begin where? Begin with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. See, oftentimes the Bible calls it the beginning. Back in the beginning, Peter said, when they received the Holy Ghost. That was the beginning of the church. When the Holy Ghost came. He's God in the earth. So this message, say this message.
This message,
this message, like so many others, has to begin here with the acknowledgement that the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. Can you understand that? So Acts chapter 13. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manian, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and what? And fasted. Is that, is fasting part of the New Testament?
Yes.
Oh man, don't you wish it wasn't sometimes? I wish it was part of the Old Testament. Well, it is the Old and the New, right? And fasted. Who said something?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost said, separate me. The Holy Ghost, and other people would say, oh, the Holy Ghost doesn't speak of himself. Well, here he is speaking of himself. He's saying, separate me. Right? Mm-hmm. Who said this? The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. The Holy Ghost. Who called them?
The Holy Ghost.
Who's God in the earth today?
The Holy Ghost.
So he's speaking of himself. He's saying things. He's calling people. And when they, verse 3, and when they had fasted and prayed, look, they continued fasting. Oh, I don't like the sound of that. They continued fasting. When they'd fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them away. So they, being sent forth by who?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost departed. Who are they sent forth by? Holy Ghost. Who are they called by? Who specifically said, I have called them?
The Holy
Ghost, according to your Bible, right? Well, he's God on the earth today. He's the one calling people. A lot of people have a problem with that. I don't know why, but he's the one calling people. He's the one anointing people. Most people would understand that, right? The Holy Ghost is the one anointing people. And who are we serving in the earth then? Who are we following? Holy Ghost. He's God in the earth today. Galatians chapter 3, verse 2. This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Where did you begin?
In the Spirit.
In the Spirit, with the Spirit. He's God in the earth today. Do you understand this? It's pretty basic to me. Not basic to a lot of people. They're like, oh, I haven't understood it all yet, but I'm working on it. Good, keep working on it. That's good, right? So I worship you, Holy Ghost, using the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost. You know, that sounds real strange to a lot of people. They say, oh, what do you do? Oh, I worship the Holy Ghost. And they go, wait a minute, well, what is this strange doctrine? Well, is he God? He is God. Should you worship God? As a believer, shouldn't you worship God? Oh yeah, I worship God. Well, who is he? Who's the living God? Who's the Bible specifically says the living God is? He's the Holy Ghost. So you use those words, I worship you, Holy Ghost. Are you here?
Yeah.
Using those words is knowing God in a way, and opens the door to knowing God in a way that other people can't. What do you mean other people can't? Other people that don't or won't can't. And I've told you before, there's things in there that just won't happen for people. They won't understand it. They won't see it until they begin worshiping the Holy Ghost. And when they begin worshiping the Holy Ghost, things will open up to them. Is that good news? Yeah, I'm preaching the good news. So worshiping the Holy Ghost is knowing God, and enables you to know God in a way that others can't. You don't have to turn there. 1 Corinthians 12:6 says, new diversities of operations. Well, worshiping the Holy Ghost is a new diversity of operations. Well, who gets operated on? You do, mostly. Think of all the things that happen. A lot of us are familiar with this now because we've been worshiping the Holy Ghost for a while, but think of all the things that begin to change and transform in you and in your mind when you begin worshiping the Holy Ghost. Things change. They just change, and you change, and you're transformed into His image. Now the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, or where the Spirit is Lord, there's liberty, and you're changed from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. When is this happening? When you're worshiping the Holy Ghost, He changes you. It's a diversity of operation. What do you mean diversity? It means it's different than other operations. It's a thing you do, worshiping God, the Holy Ghost, that is different than the other things you do. When you worship the Holy Ghost, it does something different. It has a different effect. So Hebrews chapter 5, are you getting any of this? It should make you want to worship the Holy Ghost more. Now we've got a lot of messages on that online, you can find it. So Hebrews chapter 5, did you find it?
Yeah.
Let's look it down at verse 11. Of whom I have many things to say, yet hard to be uttered, seeing you are what? Dull of hearing. It's difficult to say some things because people are dull of hearing. What are the reasons people get dull of hearing? Not going forward, shutting their ears, or hearing something. Listen, hearing something and not doing it over and over will cause it'll cause you to get calloused. And when people wonder, you know, why is God not talking to me? Because the last four things He told you, you didn't do. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 11, of whom I have many things to say, hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. Meaning it affected the way he was able to say something. Of whom I have many things to say, hard to be uttered, seeing they're dull of hearing. For when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again. Say again.
Again,
again means they've heard it once, they didn't do it. Guess what happened? They got dull of hearing. You don't want to be dull of hearing. You want to be able to hear God. It's where your prosperity lies. When the time they ought to be teachers, they had need of one teach them again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become. Say become.
Become.
Become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he is, when I say the word of righteousness, what do you think? You should automatically think the word of righteousness. What should you be thinking when somebody says the word of righteousness? Speaking the word of righteousness. The word of righteousness is by saying God's word. You understand that? Look at this. It says, everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, or using the words of righteousness, for he is a baby. I looked up this word. You know what baby means? Non-speaker. He's a non-speaker. He didn't begin saying. A preacher could tell them, you got to say this, you got to say it, it's where it begins. Are you here?
Yes.
And because they didn't, they went backward. They became wah. Say they became wah. Right? You want to become that?
No.
Wouldn't you feel foolish? You go and you have to greet yourself to somebody, and the only thing that comes out is wah. A lot of times that's what we hear. People that are walking in faith and following God and are expecting more out of you than maybe somebody else, right? And all you do is spit up on them again. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. Woo! Even those who have by reason of use. They practiced their faith. They did what God told them to do, and then they grew. Are you here? By reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Chapter 6 verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on. And we know that doesn't mean we're just going to leave them and go do something else. It means we're going to build on that and go farther.
Yes.
Right? Let us go on unto perfection. The good, acceptable, perfect will of God. There's a progression that we have to go on. Let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and faith toward God, doctrine of baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection to the dead, and of eternal judgment. But this we will do if God permits. See, you have to be willing to do it first. You got to be willing to go on. I'm not willing to go on, and I don't want to hear anything you say. Well, this message I'm talking about is going on. People that worship the Holy Ghost are going on. This we will do if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, have tasted the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Say partakers.
Partakers.
Or partners of the Holy Ghost. You understand? You have the Holy Ghost. You walk with Him. You have a knowledge of Him that a lot of people don't have. I'm really trying to take us somewhere. You understand? We should be here. We shouldn't have to go back to some other place. We're going to go from here on. It begins here. Holy Ghost. And have tasted the good word of God, and verse 5, he's there, and have tasted, let's go back to verse 3 again, were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, verse 5, and have tasted the good word of God. Can you really taste the good word of God if you haven't been made a partaker of the Holy Ghost?
No,
because he's the one who quickens it to you. He causes you to understand it. Partakers of the Holy Ghost, tasted the good word of God, and, is there an and in your Bible? And the powers of the world to come. Does that sound like going on?
Yes.
Going on to what? The powers, say the powers of the world to come. What are we going on to? Just these elementary powers that are around here, the work of our hands, the might of our own strength, the thoughts of our head? No, we're going on to partake of and participate in and use the powers of the world to come. And this we will do if God permits. Now, have I preached on this at all?
Yes.
I have whole series. I got a whole series on, you know, the powers of the world to come, the crossover powers.
Yes.
And I've told you that worshiping the Holy Ghost is a power of the world to come. It opens up the powers of the world to come to you. And then I've been preaching a lot on youth renewal. Is youth renewal a power of the world to come? Yes, and why don't you hear this much in any other circles? Because they're not worshiping the Holy Ghost. They don't have access to these things that we're going on to. You begin worshiping the Holy Ghost, He begins to enlighten you and show you things. Powers of the world to come. Is youth renewal a power of the world to come?
Yes.
Whole other message. I've been preaching on it over and over and over again. I'm going to keep preaching on it. What do you think they have in heaven? Their youth is renewed. It is one of the fundamental powers of the world to come. Another word for that is everlasting life, right? It's something heaven's powered by, everlasting life. And everlasting life in your body is youth renewal. Say this, I receive everlasting life into my physical body, and I call my youth renewed. It is a power of the world to come. Where did you get that? From the room of Holy Ghost worship. You should be very glad, you should be very happy, and you should be excited to be a part of this. A lot of people aren't, but a lot of people don't pay the price to get here. Now we're talking about end time manifestations, that these things are being revealed in the last days to people who are going on. Can you see the connection between the partakers of the Holy Ghost, the good word of God that they're tasting, and the powers of the world to come? See the connection?
Yes.
I hope so. Where's the good word of God come through? The Holy Ghost. Where do the powers of the world to come from? The Holy Ghost. And He reveals them to people who are going on. Are you getting this?
Mm-hmm.
So we know that youth renewal, the substance of everlasting life, is a power of the world to come.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in heaven? That's all you got to do to ask yourself, if everlasting life is in heaven and youth renewal is in heaven, then it is a power of the world to come. That's the world to come.
Yeah.
Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we reap everlasting life. The Bible says in Galatians 6:8, if you sow to the Spirit, you of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Where are we going to reap the everlasting life from? The power of the world to come. Oh, whoo! We reap everlasting life from the Holy Ghost. Are you here? What if I worship the Holy Ghost? What am I going to reap? He says, if you sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people don't know that it's a power of the world to come because they've been blinded or their ears are dull. So, youth renewal is a power of the world to come. Guess what else is a power of the world to come? No lack. Now I began talking about no lack last week. Say no lack.
No lack.
Say no lack,
no lack.
Is a power of the world to come. Does anyone in heaven have any lack?
No.
Now people may have all kinds of different things, right? Various levels of prosperity. Can you understand that?
Yes.
We're not all, it's not communism. We go up there and we're all handed out our, you know, our olive green jumpsuit and we start sweeping the floor. It's not communism or socialism, by the way. Yes. We're all given rewards based on what we've been able to do down here. Yes. This is exciting. Mm-hmm. So what should that tell you? Then I should be productive down here.
Yeah.
Because then up there I have a larger reward that lasts a long time. Mm-hmm. Forever's a long time. But it begins with no lack. It does anyone in heaven have lack?
No.
No lack is a thing that's in heaven. Mm-hmm. There's no lack in heaven. Say there's no lack.
There's no lack
in heaven.
In heaven.
And no lack is a thing. Mm-hmm. It's something everybody has. Now you can have prosperity in greater degrees on top of that, but everybody gets no lack. I don't lack. Are you here?
Yes.
I'll take you through this. Hope you're excited about it. Sickness can't touch youth renewal. It can't touch it. Is there any sickness in heaven?
No.
No. And youth renewal quickens people to where sickness can't touch them. Poverty can't touch no lack. It's on a different plane. It can't go there. Poverty might try to touch no lack, but it can't. If you have no lack, poverty's a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. Are you here?
Yes.
No lack is a power of the world to come. Do you think that's something we can experience here? Mm-hmm. Is it something we should receive here? Is it something the Holy Ghost is going to reveal to us even tonight? Here, the power, say the power,
the power
of no lack.
No lack.
It's actually a thing. Bible says we can taste and experience the powers of the world to come. No lack is a power of the world to come. First John, let's look at verse 5. And this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is something. Light. God is light. This is what we're declaring unto you. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Say no,
no.
Darkness.
Darkness.
And you understand, I've preached on this many times also, that this is a function of holiness. Mm-hmm. Holiness is purity in its purest state. If God is light, there can be no darkness in there, or it wouldn't be holiness of light. Mm-hmm. Prosperity in heaven has to exist without poverty, without lack.
Yes.
Say no lack.
No lack.
That's the holiness of prosperity, no lack.
Mm-hmm.
The holiness of light is no darkness. What's the holiness of health?
Sickness.
No sickness. That's holiness. Say that's holiness.
That's holiness.
And who's the God that we serve and worship in the earth? Holy Ghost. Wouldn't it be amazing that he would receive, would reveal holiness to you? No lack is holiness. Say that. No lack,
no lack
is holiness. How do you mean, brother? Because no lack has no lack. Mm. Just like God is light and in there's no darkness at all, no lack has no lack. In, are you seeing this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Zero lack. Mm. Holiness is the absence of things. You get to heaven. Heaven's holy. What's not there? The devil. Right? Holiness is the absence of the devil. Holiness is the absence of sickness. Holiness, number one, is the absence of sin. You understand that? If sin is gone, what's left? Holiness. If lack is gone, what's left?
Holiness.
Holy Ghost. Are you getting this? You worship the Holy Ghost, he begins to show you powers of the world to come. All of the powers of the world to come are holiness. I mean, there's no poverty in it, there's no sickness in it, there's no sin in it, and there's obviously no devils in it. Holiness. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Holy Ghost. Who do you worship? Holy. Some other ghost, Casper the Friendly. No. Holy Ghost. When he reveals himself to you, takes you from glory to glory, he gets rid of things. Holiness is the absence of things. You getting any of this?
Yeah.
I hope so. So I worship you. Holy Ghost introduces you to the absence of things. The powers of the world to come automatically have the absence of certain things. Are you here? Holiness is the absence of things. It is no thing. No thing. You bring, when people lose their sins, what are they into now? Holiness. They have no thing. The thing being, are you here?
Yes.
No thing is a thing. I realize this might seem cute and a play on words, but it's not. If you think it's just cute, then you're not getting it yet. And I will keep going until you get it. You understand? No thing is an actual thing. It's holiness. It's what exists in heaven. The blessing of no lack. Listen, the blessing of no lack. Think of that. Being blessed with no lack. Say, I'm blessed with no lack. You're being blessed with a no thing. Do you understand? You're being blessed with a holiness. It's a thing. It comes on you. It's a thing that comes on you. Are you here?
Yes.
This is a big deal. A lot of people are missing it here. And I understand we say abundance and no lack. We call for abundance, but abundance is not holiness. No lack is. No lack is a power of the world to come. Deuteronomy 8, 7 through 10 says, I'm going to bring you into a land, a good land, in which there will be no lack. What's in the land? No lack. It's a thing. He brought you into a land, and we can talk about coming into the land of worshiping the Holy Ghost. I worship the Holy Ghost. He brings you into a space, into a land where there is a thing called no lack. Say, I have. No lack. It is a thing. Say, it is a thing.
It is a thing.
Say, it's a power of the world to come, and I have it. Now, no lack is the perfect will of God. It's a heavenly substance. Where does that perfect will of God exist? It exists in heaven. It exists in the Holy Ghost. It is something that he gives you. It's called no lack. It's a thing. It's a power of the world to come. It's also a promise. And I'm going to take you to a few of those promises tonight. Would it be good to have no lack?
Yes.
Yeah. What is it? It's a power of the world to come. Who does it come by? The Holy Ghost. It is something that comes on you. It's not abundance. It's not healing. You can have healing without no sickness. What do you mean by that? Well, the no sickness being a holiness unto the Lord, right? You can have healing without no sickness. No sickness being you have no sickness. What if I got healed and my hand was healed, but I still had a runny nose? I got healing, but I didn't have no sickness. You can't have no sickness without it including healing. Is this making sense? I'm trying to show you that this is a power of the world to come. It supersedes all of these other things. God isn't going around healing everybody in heaven. It just doesn't exist there because they have youth renewal. Same thing with prosperity. You can have prosperity without no lack. Do people have prosperity and still have lack? Yeah. We can all think of situations that where that could be. Well, I got blessed, I got prospered here, but I still lacked something over here, right? But you can't have no lack without it including prosperity. Is this making sense? It's not the same thing. And this is the hair I'm trying to split, because it is a different power of God. It is a power of the world to come called no lack. Are you getting this? I think you are. Does that mean you no longer believe in believing for prosperity? Are you kidding me? No lack includes prosperity. It's a higher power. It's a power of the world to come. It is a holiness. So in heaven, we also understand there are different levels of prosperity, but everybody has no lack. That is the base substance which everybody has. No lack. Let's try to get this point across. Imagine an island called No Lack Island. They go to this island and nobody lacks. There's no lack on No Lack Island. Everybody has no lack. Now they all might have different size houses, but everybody there has no lack. They don't lack anything. Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 8 verse 7. For the Lord thy God, now who would that be applying to us today?
Holy Ghost.
The Lord thy God brings thee into a good land. Verse 9, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it. Did God say this?
Yes.
Is this a promise? Mm-hmm. Then it must be a thing. No lack is the standard. No lack is the control in scientific speak. Mm-hmm. Right? No lack is the constant. The unchanging standard for everybody that came into that land, there should be no lack. What land? Well, the land I'm talking about in this day is the land of Holy Ghost worship, where you're worshiping the Holy Ghost. No lack. Deuteronomy 28:13 says above only and not beneath. Why would that not beneath the no lack? That's the constant, that's the standard, that's where everybody starts and goes from. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, always causes me to triumph, except for the times when you failed. No, always means always. You getting this?
Yes.
No lack are these promises of God.
Yes.
Are all the promises of God yes and amen?
Mm-hmm.
Are all the promises of God things? Things that he does, they're things. Mm-hmm. They're actual things. Psalms 34 verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord in our day, Holy Ghost. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for there is, they is. There's a thing that exists. There is no want to them that fear him. Now, the fear here we know could include and certainly would include worship. Oh, worship the Lord, worship the Holy Ghost, you his saints, for there is, what have I been talking about?
No,
no. Mm-hmm. No want. It's also translated no lack in other verses. It's the same word. No want, no lack.
Mm-hmm.
What is there in Holy Ghost worship?
No lack.
No lack. The thing called no lack. It is a power of the world to come. Are you here?
Yes.
Is this a scripture? In him, in worshiping him, there is a thing called no lack.
Yes.
It's a substance, it's a power, it's a thing, and it is in worshiping him. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, all the promises of God are yes and amen. And all the promises of God are things. So no thing, lacking no thing or no want, is a thing. I'm trying to hammer this home, that no lack is a thing, it's a power. A substance of the world to come, and we receive it through worshiping the Holy Ghost. Are you getting this?
Yes.
It's a thing. No lack is a thing. No want is a thing. The heavenly substance. It's a holiness. Imagine that. You're worshiping the Holy Ghost, and he begins to reveal to you things that are his, that he keeps close to the chest.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that? He doesn't share with everybody. Why is that? Because they're precious to him. Everlasting life, youth renewal, power of the world to come. No lack, power of the world to come. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the things that are wise. God hath chosen. Say, God hath chosen.
God hath chosen.
So we're talking about what God chose, not what you choose. God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the things that are wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. You see what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And verse 28, and base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not,
mm-hmm.
to bring to naught the things that are. Now, who chose this method? God chose a method by taking something that isn't to bring to naught things that are. No lack is a thing that isn't. It's a thing. He said he brings the things that are not. No lack is a thing that are not. It is not. It is not lack. Are you here? God is using not lack. No lack is a thing. God is using a thing that is not to bring to naught the thing that is. What's the thing that is? Lack. Lack is the thing that is. God is using a thing, no lack, to bring to naught the thing that is. He's using the power of the world to come, called no lack, to bring to naught the lack. Is this making sense? I don't know how many more ways I could say it, but this is, he's using the power of something that is not. No lack is a thing that is not. It's a thing. It is not. God has chosen this thing that is not to bring to naught the lack. Now, wouldn't that be good news if you had some lack in your life?
Yes.
You know, you'd be one of you yell at me about, you know, going on and on about something. Well, hang on here, buddy, old pal, because if you have lack, you need the thing that God is going to use to get rid of the thing that is.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that is lack. He's going to use no lack to get rid of it. What is no lack? It's a power that God has, a power of the world to come.
Mm-hmm.
Are you here?
Yes.
The power of no lack. Say this, the power of no lack,
the power of no lack
comes on me
comes on
and destroys lack.
Amen.
Are you seeing this? You should try to preach this message. God hath chosen. This is what God chose. He chose this to use something that is not, meaning no lack. You understand? And no lack. I'm going to use that thing, no lack, to bring to naught the lack. It's not the same as abundance. He didn't choose to bring a thing that is. He chose to bring a thing that is not, to bring to naught the thing.
Yes.
Are you getting this?
Yes.
He didn't say abundance, he shall have more abundance. We understand that. There are other verses of scripture. You can have abundance and still have lack. But he chose to use the thing that isn't, no lack, to bring to naught the lack that is. Are you here? And one of these reasons, I'll just show this in chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of the world that come to naught. He's going to use something that isn't to bring to naught the things that are coming to naught. Are you here? God's going to use something that isn't to bring to naught the power of the devil. No lack destroys the power of lack. No lack destroys the power of the devil. And God can then say, I've destroyed you, devil, with nothing. Say, lack is destroyed in my life
with the
power of nothing. No thing. Are you here? You seeing this? God chose this method. I didn't choose it. I would have picked something a little more obvious. Right? But he chose no lack as a thing to put on people that will destroy lack out of their life. Is this any good? Not easy to get here, but none of these things are. You got to pay the price. You got to worship the Holy Ghost. He begins to reveal things to you, right? I beat you with no thing. God still beat him with nothing. All right, so Luke 11, and then look at verse 2. And he said unto them, when you pray, say. Right? So when you pray, you ought to be saying something. Our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Now God doesn't have two separate wills. He doesn't have one will for you while you're here, right?
Yeah. Right.
Come on. So his will is still no lack for you here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to pray, his will on earth as it is in heaven. What are you gonna pray when you say there's no lack in heaven? You understand that? Then you're gonna say there's no lack. It's part of what you're doing when you're praying. You're gonna say no lack. Does it matter? Did God choose this method? Saying no lack destroys lack. Psalms 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall have abundance. It's the first thing. It's literally the first verse of Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Holy Ghost shepherds us, right? I shall not want. Is it a promise?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Is that something that comes on you? Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a blessing that comes on you that destroys the lack. Mm-hmm. Destroys the want. Is this making sense? The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. And he adds what?
No sorrow.
No sorrow. You can be really joyful and still have some sorrow. Mm-hmm. But you can't have no sorrow and not be full of joy. Are you getting this? No sorrow. What did he say when you get to heaven? He'll wipe away your tears. You won't have any sorrow. It's a thing. It's a power of the world. And it's what I'm trying to get across to you. Calling for the powers of the world to come destroys the things that are. Mm-hmm. Now, in Deuteronomy 8, verse 9, it says, you shall have no lack. Remember? It was a command. He said, thou shall not lack. Did God say thou shalt not lack?
Yes.
So what are you going to do to walk with God? You're going to say the same thing. Remember Amos 3:3. How can two walk together except they say the same thing? We're going to be walking in powers of the world to come. You understand that? Youth renewal is one. No lack is another. By hearing tonight, what has come to you? No lack is, listen, no lack is coming to you. It's right here, it's right now. You just need to receive it and declare it. Say, no lack,
no lack.
I call you.
Come
to me. Rest on me.
Be on
me. I declare that no lack is mine, and I walk in it, in the earth, and I please you, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost of God.